Getting ready for post-game comments with Coach Gianni Lorenzi of the Panthers after their massive 53-13 victory over Marlin here today at Hurd Stadium.
Hey, Clark.
Hey, Andrew. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Thank you. Thanks.
Hi, Coach.
How you doing, Tim? Good to see you, buddy.
Same here. Right. You guys obviously needed this. Not just to win, I think, but to win convincingly.
That's right.
Maybe feel good about yourselves in
the process. It was a complete team effort. You know, I thought that everybody came to play. You know, sophomores and seniors, special teams, defense, offense, everyone showed something today. So it was a good day.
Set the tone early, too.
Yeah, we wanted to come out and make a statement. We knew that, you know, if we could get up on Malden, you know, that would have, I think, an impact throughout the day. You know, it was important, imperative that we got a lead. You know, that's what we were able to do, and we were able to do that on our first, you know, I think it was our first possession, right?
Second play of the
Second play of the game, right? So, you know, that was important for us. That's something we kind of strategized all week, and that came out all right, so we're psyched.
I said to you last week, you guys looked a little slow in the first half. You guys came out full speed.
Yeah, we were flying today from the first, you know, snap. We wanted, like you said, we wanted to make a statement today. We knew Marblehead was on the horizon, and, you know, we wanted to seize a little momentum before we entered this week, and we were able to do that, so we're pumped.
Can you talk about the special teams play, Andrew, too? I mean, to have a kickoff return and a punt return. We were talking at halftime. Not only is it Amir making things happen, but it's those downfield blockers.
That's right. You know what? We work on that a lot. We really do. You know, special teams is something we take pride in. You know, Amir is somebody we work very hard during the week to really become, you know, good at it. And he's worked hard to kind of put himself in the position to what he did today where he could make some big plays. And so I'm happy for Amir, but I'm also happy for the other guys. Those are guys who, you know, that's the only time they get on the field is punt returning. So they take great pride in what they do, and they were able to make an impact today, so they're excited.
There's some of those guys that, you know, don't often get to play, but made key blocks there.
That's right. So you saw, like, on the punt return, Petrozino, you know, Colton, and, you know, you had a couple other guys. At the top of my head, I can't recall. You got Declan Alexander out there, and, okay, you know, stuff like that, who, you know, they're getting out there, and punt return is a part of their day, and, you know, to be able to make the big play, it was just awesome.
You know, I thought I actually played a nice game. I was thinking I might highlight him for that hidden gems thing we do is Mike Anderson. He was in a lot of plays.
Yeah, Mike Anderson is a free safety. He's worked very hard at what he does, and he takes great pride in it. He's a, you know, he's one of those guys. He plays just D. So to be able to have him come in fresh and play a strong free safety just helps us as a team more than, you know, instead of having a guy who never comes off the field,
yeah.
Mike Anderson's got, he's one of those key cogs that can really help us become a complete team.
And you mentioned to me the other day how Clark is like a kind of a stick of dynamite
for
you. Showed it today. I mean, two catches. I think he had, what, 140 yards receiving or something like that?
I tell you right now, he's very smooth when he runs. So it's almost effortlessly when he runs. So you don't think he's moving fast, and all of a sudden he's by you. And that's something with his, you know, his catching and running style. It's a nice counter to Clayton and Amir. When you have Clark, Clayton, and Amir, that's a pretty good three for there.
And even some of those younger guys. I mean, Duncan and is it Marge?
Merge. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, that play by Duncan Mullen, the sophomore play where he chased him down at the one and then stripped
tremendous
the ball.
Play.
And, I mean, that's a sophomore, you know, and that's something that, you know, you don't usually
took see. Took the angle on him and just kind of kept
at it. Did a great job.
A Ben Watson type of play.
It really was.
Yes. You know.
It really was. And he never stopped running, and he knew enough. He had enough presence of mind to strip it. That's a great football play.
Everything that could go wrong for Malden today did. They had that strip at the 2-yard line going in for a score. Untimely other turnovers, untimely
penalties
that really took them back. That you guys, to your credit, really took advantage of.
Well, we tried to seize those opportunities as a football team. If you want to become great, you got to take advantage of your opponent's mistakes. And you've seen that early in the season. The teams that have done well, they've been able to seize on those moments when other teams make them miss you. And we were able to do that today. And that's the type of team we want to be.
And short week, as you mentioned, the boys, a tough opponent coming up.
Yep.
Could very well be 3-0 when you face them.
Yep.
How do you keep this momentum going?
Well, I think that, you know, Marblehead is something all these kids have played those guys for a long time. I feel like it's one of those rivalry games where it's a known challenge rather than an unknown. And I think that helps a little bit for both sides, you could say, where we know what we're up against. We get up and just go out there and do it. So I think, you know, the short week is going to be tough, but it's an opponent that these kids are used to going to battle against. And you know what? We haven't had their number the last couple of years, so we're motivated to kind of maybe, you know, see what happens. Maybe it's something different this year.
We're certainly going to have the energy.
Thanks, Andrew.
the energy come out off of this game going into your shot practice week?
That's right. That's something that would be phenomenal if we can get that. You know, with such a big day, these kids are very excited. We wanted this bad. If we can, you know, turn that into momentum going into this next game, that's how football seasons turn around, you know. And so we have a nice window right here. We did the first part of the window. The second part is on Thursday, the harder part. And so if we can take advantage of that, that'll be great.
You went vertical a whole lot more in the first half than you did in the first two in the first two games. Is that by plan?
Yeah, it was. You know, we wanted to mix it up a little bit more. You know, although we feel like we can run the ball, you know, we know as coaches you got to be able to do both. You know, we've always been taking pride in being able to be a multifaceted team. So we wanted to make it. We wanted to make an attempt today to kind of do both, and we saw that today.
And Barry DeMarchand, that's three games in a row. We've hit a TD pass together.
I tell you, you know, the Barry DeMarchand has turned into something. I mean, it's still early, but those two have really worked hard to, as captains, to, you know, make themselves formidable this year, and they want to have a special year. So, you know, that so far they've been able to kind of make individually that little combo a nice impact.
Great. Thanks, Coach. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, that's Andrew Renzi, head coach of the Panthers, after the 53-13 victory here today at Hurt Stadium.